It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare's Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples.
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
Hey, Andy, have you heard the news?
I haven't. What is it, Josh?
Well, it turns out...
What's the ad about?
I heard this podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool.
Oh, I thought we were doing the ad, but no. We're doing the intro.
But here's an ad.
Oh,
watch this or listen.
Hey, guys, my name is O'Shea, and I work with the Ninjas or Butterflies crew here at Sunday Cool. Now, if you don't mind, I would like you to imagine something with me. Imagine you're in a meadow. It's almost sunset. The sky is full of the most beautiful colors you've ever seen. You hear what sounds like the whispers of love in the air.
Love.
You look around, and surrounding you are thousands of people. All these people are hugging each other, laughing, smiling, living life in its purest form. You see dudes giving high fives, children playing tug of war, families treasuring one another. Now open your eyes. I want to ask you a question. What were they wearing? You're right. They were wearing shirts. And guess who made those shirts?
We did. Here at Sunday Cool.
So if you want to be happy and want the war to end, order custom shirts through Sunday Cool. SundayCool.com. Let's go ahead and end this war together.
Right there.
Thank you.
That's such a cool camera, dude. How much was that?
Too much.
$5,000.
How much?
$140.
Oh, I had my head in the 500s.
Oh, that's nothing.
Hey, do we see a gray card?
Gray card?
I had one.
Do you want to watch one that made me cry, but I'm worried I'm going to cry really hard?
Where's the buzzing?
Hello.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm electric.
I'm electric. It's electric.
Test,
knock, knock.
Test, test. That seems better.
Knock,
what
knock.
If I, when I talk like
Ow.
This?
Whoa!
Ow!
What when I talk like this?
But when I talk like this?
Knock, knock.
Who's it?
Richard.
Richard who?
It was at that moment Richard realized. He looked into his mother's eyes, and a single tear rolled down his cheek, knowing that the final stage of her Alzheimer's has finally taken place. Get
what?
It?
What? No.
Richard. Richard who?
Oh.
It's a sad joke. It's an Alzheimer's sad joke.
That is sad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh?
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 Very professional here.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Ninjas Are Butterflies.
I want to take a picture of the floor so people know what it looks like.
Get those dogs in the picture.
Oh, yeah.
Get them long dogs.
It's the toes. It's the finger toes.
Those are called the dogs.
The dogs are the feet.
Dogs are the toes.
My dogs are barking. My feet are barking.
Andrew in that. You look like a little kid.
I guess you're right.
Hi.
We should extend them. Like just in Everything Everywhere.
So what made you cry?
A TikTok.
What was it about?
Oh, man. It's about... It's
gonna come again!
It was about this mom is leaving her baby's room.
Oh, wait.
Hold on.
Is there death involved?
No.
Oh.
It's, you know, like the sound from Inside Out where Bing Bong is being... tucked into the memory or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
And it flashes back. Her, like, I'm crying so hard.
Don't those just ruin you?
It flashes back to, like, her holding the baby.
And, like, the times where it's, like, so hard to put them down. And then now it's so easy. Cry so hard. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Anyway.
That's sweet, Lil.
That's sweet. I'm laughing because I don't want to cry.
I don't care about that. Sign.
This is dumb, actually.
It's actually really dumb. I hate that.
It's actually really stupid.
I don't miss saying goodnight to my little baby girl all the time.
It's dumb.
Her wanting me all the time. I don't miss that.
I don't care anymore.
I don't care.
Well, besides that, how are we doing, everyone?
I'm rocking and rolling.
We got tears flowing at 10 a.m. It's a good pod already.
Good pod already, baby.
It's a good pod already.
Think about that.
Look at me.
Get this girl some tissues.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Cool.
Tears are streaming.
Fun. Dude, yeah, we got to start a whole wall now.
Yeah.
Let's go. We got it. Josh got a new camera, guys.
We've got a new camera.
It's got a new camera and it's fancy. It's a nice Polaroid.
Actually, Polaroid's a brand.
Actually,
it's a Fujifilm Instax.
You wouldn't know the difference, though,
you
would
actually
you?
Actually, wouldn't know the difference.
Someone who doesn't
you?
Know the intellectual level is me. Constantly.
Hey, you want a song?
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Oh, shoot. It's not in my brain.
What?
A song.
Oh.
Plug your ears, Lo. Plug them.
Okay, I got it.
And of course, we're just gonna make something up.
Yeah, of course, because yeah. He's we're just getting.
I just had right. to get in touch with myself.
A-I-O-U.
A-I-O-U.
All right. Cover up Bigfoot in the trees. JFK, a magic bullet, fluoride in the stream.
Elvis lives in hiding, Tupac somewhere hiding too. China owns the pandas, they're all spies, what can you do? There it is again, that scary feeling. There it is again, that scary feeling.
Titanic sunk on purpose by some secret plan. Vaccines all have microchips to track down every man.
Earth is hollow, lizard people living in disguise. Big Pharma keeping secrets, spreading all the lies. There it is again, that scary feeling.
Ooh.
That scary feeling. There it is again, that scary feeling. That scary feeling.
Climate change is a hoax to scare and to control. Reptilian overlords plotting in a hole.
New World Order, Bilderberg, Illuminati schemes. COVID-19's all a ploy to silence all our screams. There it is again, that scary feeling. That scary feeling. There it is again, that scary feeling. That scary feeling.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Bo Burnham.
Shout out, Bo Burnham.
Thank you, Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham.
Hey, that's the song, That Funny Feeling.
Oh, I was thinking it's familiar.
We stole it.
Ha! And you can do nothing about
and
it, Bo.
And you can do nothing about it. You cannot sue us.
I don't care how tall you are.
Please don't sue us.
Please don't say it was Bo.
But speaking of suing us.
Okay.
Everyone be quiet. What are you doing?
I'm seeing if I have makeup all over my face.
Now is not the time, Lil.
Continue.
Look.
I'm looking.
You're not.
Please show respect.
Everyone, we have a question today. Times are getting dark, okay? They're getting scary. We're getting these scary feelings. And this question today, we need to think that... Is this question going to be answered in the right way? We really need to dig down. Find the courage to answer this. Look into our hearts. Look into our minds and our souls, in our society, in our culture, in the lives of our children, in the lives of every human being on this earth. So today's question, sent in by a viewer. Will World War III give the world more freedom?
Do you want me to go first? That is a heavy topic, Josh.
Yeah, I know.
In the climate that we're in right now, this is a dangerous topic. But I feel like if we have to nail it down, I think, yeah, it's going to give us more freedom.
Everyone in the world.
Every single person.
World War III will give everybody in the world more freedom.
110%, yeah. I believe so. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I can see how it's hard to see that, but it has to. It has to.
Yeah. I think it's pretty simple to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it could be hard depending on the
For
way
some
you look
people,
at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Lil, what do you think? Will World War III give the world more freedom?
No. Are you talking about during the duration?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
How can you be this obtuse?
How could you be this acute?
Isosceles.
Let's leave this out of it.
All right. Leah. I'm confused though.
Yeah.
Like why Lil thinks that World War III will not give the world more freedom, and of course I'm talking about the freedom to move on to the next war.
World War IV.
Because you can't have World War III without you can't have a World War IV without a World War III.
Absolutely.
And so in reality, it will give the world freedom to go to the next war.
To take part in World War IV, which I know we're all looking forward to.
We're all looking forward, but it's scary.
Yeah, sure.
And it sounds like Lily thinks that we should just the World War III should just be the end.
Sounds like it. She just wants the doom and gloom.
Yeah, there's no hope for future war.
Yeah, so anyone listening out there, I guess you just give up? Is that your message?
I think that's what you're saying. Is it not?
No.
It is.
You came in here really emotional about, I care about the future generations. No, you don't.
You don't.
You obviously don't.
You obviously don't. And so, guys, I guess you heard it here first. Lily doesn't care about anyone in the world, and she hopes that World War III is the end of us all. What in the world?
Shame.
Welcome to the show!
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
Has it empty your mind?
You learn martial arts! Ninja's out
there! Shame. 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 Shame.
Shame. Shame. She actually did it.
That was actually a thing back in the day, right? People would point and just say shame.
Yeah.
That had to have been real, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That makes sense.
It's like the Game of Thrones when she's going down the stairs.
Did you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
What the heck? Do you even like media?
I'm a Christian.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
It's a bad show. We haven't seen it.
You know what else is bad is that Time to Die show. It's like they're trying to be like
Game of
Thrones.
Oh, don't watch that.
Yeah.
Time to Die?
That's that Anthony Hopkins Roman show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought we were all going to, like, I was going to, like, hey, let's all watch it before the pop, but then you said,
don't do
guys,
it.
Yeah, that's don't a bummer.
It. It was, they went way over the top.
Sir Anthony Hopkins, what are you doing?
Well, he pulled out pretty early.
Really?
Yeah.
Spoiler. Yeah, he knew.
I think he did know, though.
He was just like, I'll do the first two episodes.
Yeah.
All the rest is trash.
Yeah. So
I just saw a commercial with Kate Beckinsale this morning. It was like a phone game commercial, and I'm like, she had like I think one line, and then she laughed, but she was in frame for like a minute, and so it just proves to me that they're like, I want the money, I'll do the gig, but yeah. I'm not speaking. Like, you know, there was like, we just want Kate Beckinsale for our commercial, please. She just has to sit there and laugh for a second, and she's like, fine, I'll do it. $500 million. I'll do it.
$500 bajillion.
Did you know Snoop Dogg is getting paid $500,000 a day to promote the Olympics? Yeah.
Really?
I saw a meme. A kid was like, his mom sent him, I love this commentator, sent him a photo of Snoop Dogg, and he texted back, yeah, you grounded me for buying his CD like 15 years ago.
That's $500,000 a day.
A day.
Dude.
That's what it said, the report.
Why are we talked about the Olympics for like 20 minutes last week, all right? Someone pay us something.
Yeah.
Come on, Olympics.
Hey, yeah.
Where's my gold medal? Yeah.
Where is yours?
Also, the gold medals aren't made of gold.
It's like coated.
Plated. It's like very, very small amount of gold.
Yeah. It's like.
Plated.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, but like apparently the last time they actually used full gold, it was like in 1912.
Mm.
Titanic year.
Uh-oh. Makes a lot of sense.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is a dot? This is a dot? Anything? Can we connect these?
Let's look at the medal standing right now.
Dude, we're crushing.
Yeah, we are.
Dude,
America?
Track and field?
United States?
Yeah.
We're crushing.
America.
Right now, we are leading in medals. We have 95 medals.
Dang.
Who do you think's in second? What country?
China.
You're correct.
Yep.
69 medals.
But always now we're on our heels.
Now we're tied with China for gold medals, 27 and 27.
Ooh, 27 is my favorite number.
Dude. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. What was the name of the guy that was running the 400 meter?
Oh, shoot.
Wyatt something? Dude, that guy gave it his all. Do you see that
Quincy
video?
Quincy Hall.
No, what's up?
Quincy Hall? I thought, why there's a Wyatt or something. But Quincy Hall, dude, he crushed it. He literally just... The last 100 meters, you could tell on his face. Like, there was no form.
He was, like, four or five back.
Grit, like, he's like, just putting everything, and he won. It was absolutely phenomenal.
Wow.
USA, baby.
USA.
USA. It's the country where we all live.
First world.
Hey, speaking of the world stuff, though.
World stuff.
Did you hear about the Russian-American prisoner exchange?
I heard that we are getting back that reporter and someone else significant. That
who?
I can't remember.
Oh. Yeah, I
continue.
Don't know. But what was crazy, there's a clip of the prisoners getting to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And Vladimir Putin was at the bottom of the stairs. Like,
I saw it.
You did?
Yeah. Keep going.
Did you see with the family?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Do you know the history behind it?
Dude, isn't it based off of that show? Didn't they make a show about it?
Like, let me tell the people that are watching.
Tell me. I don't know.
Oh,
what's
you don't?
Going.
It's crazy.
All I saw was a thumbnail that said an exchange is happening.
Okay,
it wasn't American though. They were from Argentina.
Let me.
Okay.
Say it. They were living in Slovenia.
Oh,
this family.
It's not a real place.
But they were spies saying that they're from Argentina.
Oh.
And so what they're called were. They were Russian sleeper agents, meaning they move to an area and they live basically their whole lives. They have kids. The kids grow up. The kids only knew how to speak Spanish. The kids did not know that their parents were spies or Russians until they landed in Russia.
Until they found out they were going to Moscow. Like they were on the plane and they said we're heading to Moscow. And they're like, wait, we're Russian?
Yeah.
This whole time?
Yeah, and then Vladimir Putin greeted the kids. He said, buenas noches, because they don't know how to speak Russian. They only know Spanish.
But Vladimir Putin greeted them.
Dude, that's crazy. How do you move on after that?
I don't
know. As a kid, how do you, like, I wouldn't want to go to Russia at that point. Like, your parents aren't even real. Like, hey, what do you, I don't understand
it. All I'm saying, though, is if Vladimir Putin is the one who greets you, guaranteed you're about to step into a life of privilege.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. You know how moms feel mom guilt over like the silliest things. What do you think that mom was thinking every night? You know, I'm pretending that we're this identity, but really we're this other one, and they're gonna be okay with that.
Yeah, how do you like live your life like that?
You just rationalize it. You've already been set out on that path, and so if you don't
continue to live in that path. It's at the detriment of yourself and your family.
Dude, how paranoid would you be all the time, though?
Yeah.
Like, all the time. Every single day. Is that person talking about me? Is that person, like what do they know? Like,
that's a terrible life.
Oh, man.
But that makes you think, like, how many sleeper agents are everywhere? Like, in the U.S.?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Definitely. Definitely. What? I have no connection to Russia. What are you talking about? Why are you looking at me like that?
Hey, Josh is the one who refuses to do a DNA test.
Exactly. That's only because he's afraid that's his cousin.
I mean, that's a likely story.
Are you afraid for real?
Also, guess who bought Ancestry.com?
Oh, no.
CIA.
Who owns it?
Department of Justice.
BlackRock.
What?
No way.
Stop it.
Dead serious. You can look it up.
No.
They have to be stopped.
I think they own Ancestry.com, and I think they potentially own 23andMe as well.
Oh, dude, no. I honestly want to do 23andMe and Ancestry so bad, but you're giving them your DNA.
I know.
Yeah, they use it too. We were just watching that show that was so good, and they got a hit off of 23andMe.
Dude, that's how the Golden State Killer was caught.
True.
This dude had almost over 100 victims. He killed almost like 30 people. I think even more than that. Assaulted so many people in the 60s and 70s, and it just came out 5 years ago off of a DNA hit on Ancestry.com. And it's like this dude was almost 90 years old.
Had a family.
Had a family. Grandchildren. He was a police officer. That's why he never got caught. Like, it's just absolutely
bonkers. He was a police officer?
He was. And the crazy thing is this is just I love this story because it's Michelle McNamara, You'll Be Gone in the Dark. She wrote a book. It's called You'll Be Gone in the Dark. And she just became obsessed, is Patton Oswalt's wife. She became obsessed with the case, started writing a book, and she unfortunately passed away to an accidental overdose.
Oh, no.
And then people picked up the book and finished it for her. Friends went through her files and everything and finished the book for her.
Wow.
And it's literally what led all of her predictions. She was like, it had to be somebody in a uniform because everyone knew. No one never second guessed anything what was happening.
Whoa.
And she was the first person to ever put all these pieces together, and then they found him, and everything she said was basically true. It's crazy.
Dude, speaking of police officers.
You're talking about that fugitive?
Nope.
Oh.
I met a cop, a sheriff, a canine unit the other day while I was at the vet. He brought in his bloodhound, and I started talking to him. You know, you see these sheriff's offices, they'll do these little social media things to try to whatever. But I was like, hey, I've got a podcast and I've got a couple guys. He was bragging about how his dog could track anyone, and the last person that was found had crossed a swamp and was underwater.
No way.
And was coming up for a breath and then going back down, and the bloodhound still found it in the water. I was like, if you guys want to do a social media push, I know a couple guys who would probably, it's not a biter. That dog's job is not to attack,
just
locate. I was like, I know a couple dudes who would.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
That'd be so fun.
Vlog the whole experience.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Andy, will you be scared?
No, I'd be thrilled. That would be so much. That'd be real life haunted house, dude.
The only risk is what you're running into, gators and snakes. But
I would go full apocalypto,
dude. You running barefoot through the Florida wilderness,
cover myself in mud, and these are my woods,
dude. Just become one with nature. That'd be so sick.
He said they had two shepherds on the job, and the shepherds lost the track, and then his bloodhound. Literally, that's his dog. Apparently, they raise them themselves. Mm-hmm. He's had that dog since 7 weeks.
Oh, what's his name?
I don't remember.
Dang it.
That's awesome. We were at Chipotle last week, and I was sitting there, and we were talking with Andrew and Corey and all them, and I'm just sitting there, and then suddenly I see in the corner of my eye this police officer, rushing towards me. walking fast, and then he reaches over and I see him and he grabs my arm.
Oh my gosh.
He grabs it and I turn around and I literally jump so much. I'm like, what the fuck? And he's just like, ninjas are butterflies.
The police
incredible.
Officer?
Yes. I was like, oh my goodness. Yes. It's like, you found the bodies?
Violence. Police officer.
Okay.
This happened this week. There was one of the most wanted fugitives from Ohio was found in Mexico working as a police officer.
What?
Wait, hold on a second. He's
a fugitive in North America.
Yes.
I mean, the U.S. of A.
He's in the FBI's most wanted.
And he's a police officer in America.
No, Mexico.
Oh.
He moved to Mexico to run away from the law enforcement, and then he became a cop there.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, hide under the, you're not hiding under the radar there, dude. No,
20 years later, they caught him.
Wow.
Does his biological ethnicity make sense?
Yeah, he's Mexican.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, man. That would be so scary.
Yeah. I also watched Cowboy Cartels, which is a docuseries on Apple TV. It was good, but
it's too basically
long.
Like drug trafficking and stuff like that through horse racing.
Yeah, from the Los Zetos.
Okay.
Which they are scary.
And it's a good story, but just the documentary just milked it too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't imagine like living in Texas or somewhere like that, like directly on the border, knowing those cartels and drugs are literally running through your town and those people will do what they'll do to protect it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't like
chance.
That.
Not a chance.
It's scary. That whole scene.
Are they like washing the money through racehorsing? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But this racehorsing.
Yeah.
Horse racing, race horsing.
There's a lot that goes. It's
horsing around.
I like it.
It's a division of horse racing. What are the horses called? That it's like the American horse. Starts with a C.
Cheyenne.
No,
I don't know.
Look up American horse name. They're like all the
Spirit.
Same.
Yeah. Horses are. Where are they native to?
Spain.
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 Spain. The horses from Spain.
They're not native to Spain. I think. The horses in America come from Spain.
Oh.
The American quarter horse?
Quarter horse. That's it.
That's a C for sure.
Shut up.
Quarter.
That's what I was like. Shut quarter. Up. Shut up.
That's a C for sure.
I said, I think it starts with a C.
You did.
Jerks.
Hey, I'm on your side.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Anyways.
I was laughing with you.
It's like the Peaky Blinders kind of horse racing to where it's like it's like known to being like fixed in like. But these guys, they're so involved, like the Los Zetos, of like paying off like certain people within the horse racing to win. And like, it was nuts.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a wild world to be a part of, man.
Yeah.
Can you imagine your daily existence being illegal and just like the paranoia that has to exist around that?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like those sleeper agents, like that's just like, and the guy who ran to be, became a cop in Mexico. It's like, I don't understand. Like you, like there's got to be something like in your brain that just like turn it off.
Psychotic. Yeah.
Yeah. My girls, we use those carts at Publix that look like cars, like race cars.
They're the best.
And they always stuff groceries underneath, and I can't find them when we're checking out. And the other day, we took a dragon fruit out to our car with us that we hadn't paid for, and I thought about that for like 3 weeks.
20 years from now, they're gonna be like knocking on your door, like. Is this her? And then the cashier's gonna be like, that's her. She took the dragon fruit.
She took it.
No remorse. How do you sleep at night?
But what's great, I learned so much about I've heard about the Los Zetos before.
Uh-huh.
But they started because they were the Mexican military. And they were hired by a cartel to be security for this cartel.
Okay.
And then they're like, well, they like figured out how to be drug lords, and they're like, why don't we just start our own cartel? And so they're like military trained dudes.
Oh gosh.
That are like the most violent gang in Mexico. It's like the stuff they did too, horrific. Like, cause there had been this precedence with cartels. It's like, you don't hurt women and children. You don't hurt innocent people. You never target US officials, and the cartel threw that all out the window.
Well, like that's the nature of war. I've talked to you about our troops. I won't expose the branch of military or who it was, but someone who I knew who deployed in early stages of, it was like 2004 or 5 or whenever, like taking Saddam's palaces, whenever that was.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying the branch he deployed with, like the training they go through, it like dehumanizes humans so that you can act like, you know, when you have to make a split second decision. But it got to the point where people that he deployed with, they deploy with a shovel, and instead of using their weapons, they were trying to get a tally with the shovel.
That's our troops. That's terrible.
Horrible. It's that one prison that like that maximum, like a huge prison that was
El
created.
Salvador.
El Salvador. Yeah. Dude, you know you could take tours of that place now?
Yeah, I showed you that video. Yeah.
And dude, I just saw more breakdown of like everything you see is what they have. They have like 80 people in one cell, and those beds don't have anything but sheets. It's you're laying on stainless steel, and there's four toilets, and it's like they never leave. That's like that. Terrible. I'm like, that's just, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, not fun stuff.
But it's like you almost feel bad for them. But then everyone was talking about, it's like, do you have any idea what these people had to have done to get in there? It's like it wasn't like misdemeanors. Like these people killed.
Yeah, the El Salvador is known for the MS-13, which is terrible, terrible game.
I remember watching documentaries of that when I was in like a teenager. I'm like, these people are so scary.
Yeah, and like we talked about it before, but the El Salvadorian president said that it is a satanic gang.
Yeah.
Like they like literally worship Satan.
This would never happen with women.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? What?
Women would never do this.
Women are involved in it.
Yeah.
Who said?
Who said? What are you talking about? What do you think the MS stands for? Miss 13.
Yeah.
She's the leader.
Taylor Swift. 13.
For real.
Sorry,
bitch. Don't get me started. Vienna. The Vienna show was canceled, and I'm very upset about it.
Oh, Vienna.
Did you hear about that? The two shows canceled? In Vienna because of terrorist attacks
or
threats.
Really?
I didn't know that's what it was. I thought it was just
they arrested two people and they had terrorist threats and stuff like that. But then like they were arrested. And so like the harm was like, they're like, pretty sure you're good to go. But then they're like, no, we're not going to chance it. So they canceled it. Now I can't get a refund.
Oh, no refunds?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea. I don't care enough to know.
Speaking of protests though.
Yes. Hit me.
Do you have an update with that? Stuff that's happening in the UK?
Oh, I just saw the thing with Dylan Page, and he's talking about just how fierce all those protests are going over there. And no joke, there are talks from the government. They're like basically threatening that if these things happen during the unrest, they will ban social media.
Wait, what? I don't know. Bring me up to speed. What are they protesting?
Okay, so in the UK, there was that 17-year-old kid who went and unalived three little girls. In like a public park thing.
Why?
He was just deranged. But what is unfortunate, it's unfortunate either way, but he was an immigrant that grew up in the UK. But there is now just insane protests, both like native people to the UK and then immigrants like on the streets with like knives and axes and like machetes, like attacking the pro UK protesters. So it's like, it's literally like its own little civil war kind of thing.
What is their message? The immigrants.
The immigrants are like,
we're not all violent except for we have a knife in our hand right now.
No, they're like, I mean, it's kind of like the, what people have been predicting with the Muslim Sharia.
I see.
Well, anytime there's hate from one side, they feel threatened. And so they feel like they have to protect themselves. And so it's just this huge mess that, I don't know, man. It's just, it's a huge mess. But it's like, imagine that happening during 2020, like during all the protests and stuff like that. It's like, if we didn't have social media, that would be so messed up. We wouldn't know what's happening. We wouldn't know what's going on. And then, like, that's just a crazy thing to throw out there. But they took down his video and he had to edit his video, censor it to not show any of the video from the protests and stuff like that on TikTok.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What? It's getting big. Why are they just saying, oh, we're okay over here?
I mean, I can imagine they're just wanting to control certain narratives and control outrage and stuff like that. They think that's going to help.
Like, I do understand their, like, if you were to play devil's advocate of, like, it, like, feeds into people getting angrier.
I see.
You know, because they're probably only receiving one side of the narrative.
But who's to say that's very subjective of what you believe is feeding into it? Like, because everyone has an agenda. The government for sure has an agenda. So it's, if it doesn't fit their, you know, push, then it's like, but you can't do that. Like this, like that's the whole idea of freedom of speech and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's such a double-edged sword too. I remember, and this isn't a statement about either of these groups, but during the like BLM and Trump stuff, there was a BLM rally that was happening in my hometown, and my mom's friends were calling her like, "Hey, there's a violent like thing happening," and it was right by my house. And my mom called me scared, like, "Hey, everyone's talking about it. Like that thing they're saying is going to happen is happening. It's down the street from your house." And I was like, that was back when I was like shooting pictures all the time. So I grabbed my camera. I was like, I'm going to document whatever's happening. And I went down there and someone offered me a bottle of water and a taco from the rally. And they were literally just sitting in a field. There was a dude in a lifted truck with a Trump flag doing donuts around their rally.
Those monsters.
But it was like, but like the narrative spun the other way.
Yeah.
Like just that easily because I don't know. It's like you can never know what's actually true. You can see a clip of something happening here and then see the same group somewhere else and then immediately assume that everybody acts the same way.
That's secondhand news. You're like, wait a minute, Trump's doing eating donuts downtown? What?
It's so interesting too because then like it just makes you think that like there are larger hands involved though as well.
My friend for sure.
Katie was visiting and she lives in Scotland now. And her sister had been a deputy for OPD, Orlando Police Department. And she was saying during some of these like rallies that were happening at the time, you know, you would hear a lot about like, oh, they're being arrested, you know, this is peaceful or whatever. But they would go, like the cops would be called and they would show up and there's like 15 people they had warrants out for.
Oh, no.
So they're like, okay, we're going to arrest these people. It's going to look crazy visually, yeah. right? The optics are not good, but yeah. we were supposed to arrest this dude like 2 years ago.
He's not doing anything.
Exactly. Well,
he did
a while ago. And... so the optics can be so volatile, you know?
Yeah.
I saw someone talking about how like we're just not designed to know as much about everything going on around us as
yeah,
we
I mean,
do.
You think of life before TV, radio, yeah. it's just like you kind of just lived in your own world and you'd see a newspaper like, oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I know that video, like the guy was doing a man on the street interview with like during after JFK got shot. They're like, no, haven't heard anything. Hope he's okay. it's like that would be an instant tweet. Everyone would be in a panic nowadays. Yeah. It's just like yeah. we saw with the Trump shooting. Like, but like everyone's just in their own world, and it was like that's the way it was supposed to be. We're not supposed to be involved in so many people's lives
and consume so much. Yeah.
But here we are.
Here we are.
And we're glad you're here.
But like, if we didn't have subscribe. That, we wouldn't have this podcast.
Exactly.
Like, subscribe, and comment.
Well, that stinks about the UK.
Yeah. Did you see how the FBI put out a warning that? For everyone in the U.S. that Russia is actively pushing propaganda, political propaganda on all social media. And it's like, are they?
Are we propagandized?
Yeah.
Dude, that's speaking of propaganda. There's this video, literally an ad I got. I just want you to listen to this audio real quick because this is an ad I got on my own TikTok feed. And it kind of blew my mind. Like, just listen to the words.
Are you a progressive content creator? Do you want to get rewarded for talking about the news and current events on social media? If so, you should apply to join Drumbeat's Creator Club. Being a Creator Club member means you can win cash prizes for talking about big issues, learn from established social impact creators, and get the chance to have your content featured on some of the biggest pages on the internet.
Okay, so
think of any kid who wants to just like get famous on TikTok or anything like that, or is like, you know, enthusiastic, very, you know, just like just a great person.
That's the propaganda machine.
That's what it is. Like, hey, we're going to give you cash prizes. If you're progressive and you can talk about our issues, we'll even put you on big pages, big fella. That's going to be great for you, bud.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
Well, you're going to talk about the 20 grand offer, right?
Oh, I took it already, but I mean... Yeah, we don't need to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
I'm just saying. JFK was not killed by the CIA. I'm just going to go on record and say that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I was about to go somewhere else, but I didn't want to.
Oh, but speaking of JFK and getting paid by the government to push propaganda,
yes,
and it's the demise of us all.
Don't say
to be
it.
Consuming all of the social media all the time, and it's not good for our brains. Probably, we got that. Don't go anywhere.
I had it. Oh. Yeah, what's up, honey?
Oh, what's up, man? What are you doing?
All right, Gerald, you go to SundayCoolSwag.com to get all the cool swag.
What is it again?
SundayCoolSwag.com to get all the cool swag.
Swag for what?
Swag for wearing out in the streets, wearing in your bed, wearing in the shower, all that cool stuff, dude.
Nah, I don't. I mean, I got plenty of shirts. I need more of their stuff. I don't need just shirts, man. I'm good.
We got some hats. We got some stickers. We got some bumper stickers.
No way. Who's it made by?
Sunday Cool, of course, dude. Sick. Yeah, it's a vibe.
That sounds like a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. I hope that they have really awesome merch because it sounds really dope, and I can't wait to go and spend my money. I'm going to grab my mom's credit card.
What's your deal?
Would it kill you to have a little enthusiasm about the Sunday Cool Swag Store?
I didn't know that you were looking at me.
Listen, everyone's looking at you.
I do.
Millions of people are tuned in right now.
I love the Sunday Cool Swag Store. I love how organized it is. I love how the merch is so relatable and beautifully designed. I love how soft the shirts are.
I don't believe her.
I love how well priced it is.
What about the fact that Sunday Cool spends a lot of time and we have amazing world class artists that work on it, and we not only use that store for just like, you know, sending out like wonderful merch, but we also use it to show our innovation here at Sunday Cool.
Yeah.
The core of who we really are.
Our innovation.
I'm gonna stop you right there.
Okay.
I don't know who hurt you, but it certainly wasn't our world class talented art department.
Okay, no one hurt me. No one hurt me. It's not my fault. Shut up, dude.
That was good.
meat stick.
Oh, speaking of that.
What was that?
I was trying to remember what trigger was what.
That sounded like the...
It's the...
Oh, you know what it sounded like, though? It was like from Harry Potter when they're in that hallway and that ghost goes... Yeah. Wasn't that Ed something?
It was definitely something.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Well, time will tell.
Time will tell, and we'll have to just dwell upon it.
And I can tell time.
Hey.
It's 35:05.
35:05. Oh, but did you know that it's a question corner with Lily, where the questions are fresh on her mind.
If you could turn any mundane activity into an Olympic sport, which do you think would be the most fun and entertaining to watch? I'll go first.
Okay.
Reckless driving.
Reckless driving.
You said mundane what?
Mundane activity.
How is that mundane?
I wouldn't call that mundane. I'd say that's very dangerous.
It's my daily life.
It is.
She is a reckless driver. When she drove me to the ER for the kidney stone, I was so afraid. Drives like she's in like NASCAR, dude.
What, do you do it on purpose or are you just like, I'm in control. I'm got it. Do you feel confident when driving?
I was eating McDonald's.
This is what she's doing. She had the.
You're eating McDonald's while driving into the hospital.
He's in the worst pain of his life. And you're like, it was on the way home. But this, listen, she's holding the fries with this hand, holding honey mustard with this hand, and steering with three fingers like this. And we had to do a big turn. And I said, Lily, can you just put your hands on the steering wheel for this turn?
Buy a sauce packet holder or something for the bench.
I feel like on the way home is worse. I was assuming she already had McDonald's, and then you were like, I need to go to the ER. Okay, I'm in the middle of my meal. But you got out of the ER still in pain, then you went through a McDonald's drive-thru.
He wanted McDonald's.
I was hungry.
Okay. Hey, you know what those kidney stones mean?
They gave me really strong pain meds. So
I want to know if it's cool looking, though, because if it looks just janky, reckless, that's just lame. But if it's cool, like you have three French fries over here and there's like, and then when you're turning, you dip. Oh. That would be cool. You got to start doing
it's
some tricks with
coordinated
it.
Coordinated as that. You but need to get it there. It still looks really cool.
And then she watches TikTok while she's driving.
Watch it.
Stop
doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously.
No, stop.
Hey.
She said that like the way she drives is so like, and she told me that Ada goes, Mom, dizzy.
Hey, I don't do it with the kids in the car, though. Gosh. I don't do it with the kids in the car.
Why is she dizzy? Ada say, like, Mom,
I'm just
dizzy.
Not an amazing driver, period.
Dude,
she said it.
Not me. I get so paranoid while driving now. Like long road trips, it's just like, this is it. This is when it's going to happen. I've never been in a major accident in my life, and it's just, I'm so afraid of it. Like, because like, I just, I don't know, it's weird.
You've always been a very careful driver, I feel like.
Yeah, but I think it's out of fear.
Yeah.
It literally is just out of, when I'm by myself, it kind of is different, but man.
Olympic sport, eh?
Oh, geez.
Mundane.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Okay, mundane.
Mowing the lawn.
I knew it would be.
Dude, that actually would be dope.
I love mowing the lawn.
That would be
fun. You get
fun.
Like a period of time to do like the best looking kind of design or something.
You pull into a pit stop, you go like on a ramp and they go underneath and like sharpen the blades real quick. That'd be so fun. Oh, mundane activity. I think it would probably be, oh man, I'm trying to think of the mundane stuff I do every day.
I do like kitchen prep, like sous chef work, like how many carrots can you cut through?
Mm. Oh, dude, that would be fun.
Yeah.
I would miss my fingers.
What about fire building?
Oh, that would be cool.
I would hate to watch that because I'd feel like so much less a man. Just some dude goes like, there's like a fire.
Oh, I think.
Or lady.
I think just getting dressed. Right. Like, just like everyone starts out naked. I have the body for it, I feel like. Yeah, it's like just the morning routine. Like, you have to set up a morning routine. Like, you have to do everything, and the first one done. But you have to eat like a breakfast and everything.
Like, it's like the morning routine.
Like, it's the 30-minute morning routine. It is a long event, but you have to be fully asleep too. So they put you down. They're like, okay, it's 8 a.m. I mean, 8 p.m. You're going to wake up in 12 hours. Be ready. And you're just like already just laying.
Dude, getting your kids ready for the day would be a real sport.
Like they just hire like these like crazy one-year-olds. They train these one-year-olds to be nuts and crazy. So like whenever you try and go grab them, they're just like fighting you the whole time.
I mean, that's us.
Dude, it's so us.
You know, they could run a camp.
They have like prize bulls. There'd be like prize children just for being absolutely out of their mind.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, you haven't gotten to the, you know, like Cynthia yet, but you know, yeah, you'll get there one day.
Just wait. She's in her terrible twos. She's quite the handful.
Does it get better when they're 9 and 7?
For what? What do you mean? Dressing? Like getting dressed?
Yeah,
like,
getting ready during the day.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, like because it's just like Demi's such a planner too. Like mm-hmm. So she'll think about like, what are we doing tomorrow? And so she'll put in her mind like, yeah, like she'll already set out her clothes and stuff like that. So it's It's fairly easy. It's getting to the point where like when you think about, you don't think you're going to miss like getting them ready and stuff, but it's like they don't need you for like that kind of stuff. And it's like, oh, they could just go take a shower. And they don't need help and all these things. They don't need help for them. Like, oh, this is kind of a weird transition.
Yeah.
Back to the tears.
Oh, no.
I'm just like so impatient. I'm like, hey, Ada, go put some underwear on. She's like, okay. And then she gets distracted by something she's doing. And I'm like, do you think I breathe hot air? I told you to do something. Like, it makes me crazy.
I say it to Zola so many times. I'm like, focus. Let's focus.
It's focus. Yes.
And, it always goes, okay. Okay. Dude,
she is the best. I'm so jealous you guys got to go to Disney together.
I know. We had so much fun on your cool work photo. Anniversary.
Yeah. I am so jealous. So jealous.
I would have laughed so hard if Josh was there with you guys during a kidney stone. Josh with a kidney stone at Disney World is probably your nightmare.
Yeah.
Literally. Like that is literally your hell.
Yeah, that probably is.
We had so much fun though.
That's awesome.
Andrew, hit us with that beat.
Yo.
Andrew's got a reel and he's gonna show us right now.
Right now?
Right now. Right now. Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Oh.
We need to extend it. We need to figure out what's the end there, right?
Do you remember how terrifying like skeletons were when you were a kid? Just like I used to be like seeing Bones in the Closet or like that was used in like every
Bones in the Closet.
Yeah, yeah. That was like I just remember
skeletons in the closet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's just like
bones
like,
in the closet.
You guys don't have your parents don't keep.
Is that a common thing?
But like, I get that Disney is trying to make more realistic animatronics, but there had to have been a better look. Like this is not how you display what you've been working on. Instagram.
On Instagram. You deleted your thing, didn't you? Well.
What?
Did you delete your Instagram?
I can find it.
She's doing social media.
You want me to screen record this?
It'll take it right here. I just deleted it off my home screen.
Oh, okay.
So here we are.
It's a video?
Yep.
Okay. Ready? Clicking in 3, 2, 1.
Wait. Hold on. I wasn't there. I'm sorry. I got distracted because I haven't checked it in a few days and saw all this stuff.
Oh, my God.
Lily.
Sorry.
This is why you're off social media.
I went to another planet for a minute.
Goodness
gracious. Oh, new followers. Instagram.
Wait a second. If you're off of social media, why are you driving watching TikTok?
Okay, here's what happened, though. I was thinking the whole purpose of me
busted
deleting it was because I wanted to be more present with Ada and then Ada wasn't with me.
Sounds like a justification.
Hey, mother is a full-time job, okay? Just because she's not there with you doesn't mean you stop your practices that you start when you're with her.
Okay, okay? Andy. Hey,
right? You're investing brother. Today in tomorrow.
All right, ready?
Click it.
3, 2, 1, go.
Creating lifelike gaze interactions.
Ew.
Come on. Electronic character. Our architecture implements mutual gazing behavior. Dude.
The Kubrick stare.
We use a subsumption architecture to allow us to layer simple motor movements such as
like
it's constantly rolling his eyes.
Who's he supposed to be?
Christopher Walken.
To create increasingly complex.
I mean, that's pretty much it, but that terrifies the heck out of me.
I just don't like the stare.
The head tilt.
That its eyes are just dead.
Yeah. It's so scary.
Oh gosh.
Put some skin on that thing.
That's what I'm saying. Do like the
that.
iRobot, the Will Smith movie. Just like put a skin. Put a skin on it. I don't care the color. Doesn't matter.
If you're scared of it, put a skin on it. If you don't like it, put a skin on it.
Yuck.
No, thank you.
Ew. Did you have something to talk about?
Dude, I have so much to talk about. First of all, it's not really news, but it's hilarious that this $140 million mega yacht that is owned by Steve Jobs' widow smashes into another...
Widow or divorcee?
Widow.
Steve Jobs... Oh, I'm for some reason I'm thinking Jeff Bezos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that's what I thought too when I saw it.
Who's widow? Like,
so Steve Jobs' widow. She crashes a $140 million mega yacht into another mega yacht, dude. And they're literally just watching like, hey, stop, and just crashes right into it. Yeah, the whole ocean.
Was she driving it?
I mean, that's her. She's on it. Like, I doubt she's the captain, but I mean.
So it's not her fault. It's Captain $40 million yacht.
It's her fault because it's literally hers, her yacht. And hey. I mean, yeah, sorry. I don't mean to blame a widow, but I do. Okay. Should we blame widows?
I think so.
And also, I want to mention the new Saturday. Have you seen the? You may not be as excited for it, but they're coming out with a new Saturday Night Live movie.
What?
And it's based on like the first SNL episode ever. It's 90 minutes before the first episode. Whoa. So it's like this fun continuation, like intense, fun comedy thriller. And it's just great because they have everyone looks so good. They have Chevy Chase, Lamorne Morris from Winston. Oh, yeah. He's in it. And it just looks super great.
Is there a new Fargo with him in it?
I think another season. Yeah. I think they have another season. Yeah.
Did that come out recently?
Yeah.
No, I mean, he's 2 years ago.
With him in it?
They have a new one coming out, I think. Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's they had the one he dropped like 2 or 3 years ago. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard it's awesome. I've heard he's really good in it. But yeah, that's just exciting. I just think that's a really cool movie, like a really fun concept because there's so much drama that happened with behind the scenes and all that stuff.
Fun.
And also, the fact that we were talking about this, the soccer shirts and soccer jerseys over in the UK right now, people are getting fined for wearing fake merch. That's not through the actual like Nike or Reebok or whoever it is. People are getting fined. And the average cost over there for a jersey is $150, $200.
Same here.
Yeah. So it's like people are getting fined for it. But like to me, like just that just doesn't make sense.
It's crazy. No.
It's crazy. I mean, like think about it. Who makes the Nike jerseys? Who do you think?
Little children in China.
Little children in China that probably aren't getting paid, probably don't want to be doing it. And yet they're being forced.
But they're being fined for not wearing that stuff. Why is it their responsibility?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the manufacturer go after.
Yeah, send a cease and desist to the manufacturer of these jerseys. It's not the individuals that are buying it. That's within their right.
Cease and desist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's crazy talk.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. And I learned about it, and it was a news anchor and like the Good Morning UK kind of host, and he was like he's like, I'm outraged. He's like, this is insane. How are we putting up with this? It just feels like there's just too much control.
I don't like that.
Too much control.
Speaking of control though,
yeah.
You guys want to hear some really weird stuff about frequencies?
Ooh. Yeah.
Frequencies. Okay, do you know the man named Robert Monroe?
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm. You know the Monroe Institute?
No.
Yeah.
Heard of that name, but I don't know what it does.
So he's the founder of it.
Marilyn started, I thought.
Mm. She was VP.
Yeah. But this guy, I listened to this whole interview with him. He was like born early 1900s, but he worked for like radio. And then like started his own company that did like broadcasting, radio, television stuff in the 30s, I believe. But what he was experiencing the majority of his life was what you would call an out-of-body experience. So anytime he would lay down, he would literally go out of body, like very similar to NDEs, to where they can see everything that's happening around them.
Or astroplaning.
Yes, he says he doesn't like that term because it is derived from the occult, but it's the same thing.
What's he doing, though?
That's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
But he said it became, every time he laid down, he would have an out-of-body experience, and he says it started becoming frightening.
Yeah.
And he's like, and everyone I talk to, psychiatrists, scientists, that are like, I don't know how to explain that. And so what he did with his broadcasting company was... he figured out the science to use certain frequencies to control out-of-body experiences. So he would use it and he would test it on himself, but then he had like hundreds of people do it. But what's creepy is that he calls it learning in his sleep. So he would have these out-of-body experiences, and he would speak to entities.
Oh, no.
That would teach him how to use frequencies.
Yeah.
And if you dive, like way down the rabbit hole, Nikola Tesla also talked about learning in his sleep, like out-of-body experiences and learning from entities. Albert Einstein, like all these brilliant people, all talked about how they learned stuff while they slept and like had these out-of-body experiences.
Yeah.
But what's creepy is that, so we figured it out, and they still do it to this day. But the CIA basically bought his patents or bought the technology to start the Project Stargate, which is the people that do remote viewing. So they can have out-of-body experiences. And he says if your mind is strong enough, he said you can travel across the universe and you can go into different dimensions. You can go to the subatomic level and like look at like you can do whatever you want in this out-of-body experience. But people always talk about when they leave, there's always an entity that is showing them around and teaching them stuff. And
is it the same one?
I don't know.
Okay.
But he perceived that it's these entities that you're talking to. Well, what he stated as fact from his point of view is that they're versions of yourself from different timelines.
So it's consciousness.
Yes, it's your consciousness from different timelines. And he's like, when you die, you have the option to go wherever you want because you leave your body. He says, so you can go back and experience your life over and over and over, or you can go to your heaven, or you can, I'm just like, this is what he's being taught by this entity. And he's like, and he stated this thing. He's like, you can be your own God. And it's like,
heard that before.
Red flag, you know?
Yeah.
But what's crazy is that, that book, Imagine Heaven, talking about NDEs. It's just wild how there's a lot of similarities with this technology of outer body experience. But what I found fascinating with Imagine Heaven, there was like over 50% of people that had NDEs and experienced heaven. They were always accompanied by an angel for protection to get to heaven.
So this is just the opposite.
So it's like you're going, and it's like the same concept as like taking DMT and stuff. Like I think you really are accessing this realer dimension than like what we live in.
Yeah.
And that is like the spiritual world, you know? But these people talk about they are always like accompanied by either angels or family members to get to heaven or like the throne of God for protection. They said they're like protecting me. I don't know why they're protecting me, but it's like probably because this real spiritual world, these people that are doing the out-of-body experience with the frequencies, they're going into this spiritual realm. And they probably should not belong there.
Without their protection, they're vulnerable.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so scary. Where demons are
just bastardizing this image of angels protecting and guiding, they're doing the same thing, you know, but revealing things that probably we shouldn't be dabbling in. That's so interesting. I mean, and you think about, like, the story where the angel Michael and Satan fought over Moses' body. Like, there literally might have to be, like, protection like that.
Yeah. Creepy. I think so.
Creepy.
But, that just got me thinking, like, how the CIA, like, they took the out-of-body experience frequency, the Monroe technology or whatever. He calls it, what does he call it? Something sync. Frequent sync or something like that. Oh, hemisync. That's his technology. But, like, the CIA took it and they weaponized it. So, like, they can, like, spy. But, like, I'm like, I think it's real.
Yeah.
Like, because why would the CIA, like, they've had so many agents in the Stargate program. And we've talked about it before where that one dude saw the submarine that Russia was building. And, like, I'm like, it's but, like, when you start using the darkness or this entity for your own self-gain, you can almost see the demise of our culture and the world and the government of just, it's like, it's just being fed this other dimension.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. The person that's in that thinks it's for their own good. They think they're in control. They think, oh, I'm going to get powerful. I'm going to become rich. I'm going to have these answers. Mm-hmm. But in reality, Satan is just like, you mean nothing to me.
Yeah.
But you mean everything to him. So I'm going to mess with you as much as I can. I'm going to promise you everything. And then I'm going to take it away. I'm going to just use it for my plan of destruction. And it's like, that's like, it's scary because like in those moments you're thinking, no, it's not a big deal. You're so just naive to all of it.
Yeah.
But in reality, there's such a bigger plan. And that is truly like, it's literally like scaring me now. Like it is frightening how much
stuff's real, man.
Like, yeah, dude, it's. And like that's the thing. It's like we're going to be talking about it sooner. We mentioned in the song the Bilderberg, like all these famous, huge people. Who knows what they're capable of and what knowledge they have and what they're doing in order to get where they need to go? Because through a layman, you know, just a regular person, you know, Satan would talk differently, demons would talk differently. But it's if Satan knows you have power to do something, he's going to convince you with everything. And so the love of money is all the roots of all evil. So all kinds of evil.
You're so right.
Do you know about the Bilderberg meeting?
I've definitely heard that term before, but I don't know what it's in reference to.
Everyone go watch the new Y-Files video.
Well, it'll be part one of the Bilderberg on Y-Files on YouTube.
So scary.
Dude.
It's the scariest thing ever, dude.
Josh gave us homework yesterday. He says, you guys got to watch it. And I figured it was like a real quick episode. It was about an hour long.
Yeah.
And it was amazingly well put together.
Yes.
Editing. The storytelling was incredible, dude. Yeah. It's like it was literally a movie.
Why do they get homework? I don't get homework.
You would be afraid to watch this.
Hey, homework.
We can watch it.
Look at social media while driving. That's your homework this week. And you report next week. Don't take this out on Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
He saved our country. He has nothing. He doesn't deserve that.
Apologize.
Sorry, Nick Cage.
I'm sorry, Nick Cage.
But yeah, so the Bilderberg meeting is actually, I think it took a... I pulled this off the internet. The Bilderberg meeting is an annual off-the-record forum established in 1954 to foster dialogue between Europe and North America. The group's agenda, originally to prevent another world war, is now defined as bolstering a consensus.
Is that consensus, right?
Yep. consensus around free market Western capitalism in the interests around the globe.
We really know what the globe needs.
But what's wild, what AJ points out on the Y-Files, is that all these smaller people that like weren't that important, they would go attend these Bilderberg meetings, and then they become presidents, they become prime ministers, they become the president of the, was it NATO? Or no, the World Economic, or no.
We were trying to remember what it was called.
It's the
CFR.
The European Union.
Yeah, that was different though, yeah.
So they're invited?
They're invited, but after they go...
Then all of a sudden they're famous.
Yeah, so like Obama went before he became president. Clinton's went. Different senators.
So many people.
The Chancellor of Germany. And like, so, but it's like they go and then all of a sudden they have this like power.
Yeah.
And then you see like how it's just all connected. And he makes a really good, like, this could be the progression of a one world government.
Yeah.
And like whole, like, and it was insane. It was so wild.
And how Bilderberg meetings, they always line up with huge astronomical events in our lives, like historical events. And so it's just what's happening at these meetings.
Yeah.
Who's above these meetings? Like, who's holding them accountable? Like, what are they talking about? And like, they're making decisions that affect the whole entire world.
Yeah.
And that takes democracy out of the window. Yeah. Like, that's like that. There's no accountability.
But you've had people like Mark Zuckerberg go.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
All these giant tech people.
And the freakiest thing is that there's so many bankers involved, and they're talking about how, like, whenever they establish a person, one of the first things they begin to implement is like the destruction of a border. Because they want everybody to be in the same, like, unified global culture.
I see.
And so we talked about how they're going to take down religion so that we share one common belief. And then they're going to institute, what did he call it? Unity coin? It's just a hypothetical. But
crypto, one world currency. But you can't buy or sell anything without it.
It's like what China has, right?
Well, no, what's crazy is that he spelled out, like, this hypothetical situation. Like, and he's not a Christian or a religious.
Right.
I literally Googled that because I was like,
yeah, he's not.
Okay.
But it was literally what people like for a long time have like predicted of like the end of the world, like what it's going to look like with the Antichrist, the mark of the beast.
Right.
So talk about this implement of a chip And like, but this chip, it like,
you can't buy or sell.
You can't buy or sell. You can't do anything. You can't travel.
Access to restaurants, access to like care or anything.
But what this chip does, it also affects your hormones and stuff to where you become more compliant to this new system.
Which is like the brain stuff we've been talking about.
Monitoring health. So like there's so many benefits to it, right? Like, because people are like, listen, I'm living longer because it's telling me it's adjusting my levels, all these things. Like, why wouldn't you want this? Yeah. Like, and that's the thing they paint. Like, listen, this is completely normal. This is just the world we live in now. We live in a tech world. Get it.
It's is going to be like that. That's what's so scary for the church is like, it's literally going
to
be like that.
Dude, painted it so well. And it was only up to like, he told a story for the first 40 minutes, like a hypothetical story. And he's explaining it, but it's all real life situations and predictions. And he tells it so well, but like the farthest he reached out was 2030.
Yeah.
And so there's just like, wow. He thinks it's going to move that quick. And I don't think I disagree.
Well, I mean, you think of like, you could really think of like the COVID vaccine being like a test run of how compliant people will be and how much they'll be pressured into getting it.
Yeah. Yep. How much control media has over our psyche.
He talks about like that too.
Yeah. And like you think of like all these cities like New York and stuff, you couldn't travel. You couldn't go into a restaurant unless you had the vaccine card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a test run, you know, like how far can we push people to comply with just listening to us and obeying we say.
And how many freedoms can they take away?
And that was a worldwide thing.
Yeah. Yep. And he talked about how it's slowly, like we just give up freedoms every little bit. And it's just tiny little things.
Just
like,
to be comfortable.
Just be comfortable. And like, it's not a big deal because it's just a tiny little freedom here and there. And then it gets out of control and you can't backpedal.
What's terrifying though, is he talks about how they're going to like there are world powers at play. Like America is a world power that would have to be like dethroned in order to institute this one world government. But he talked about how it would happen financially. And like, you look at like the institution of the euro all around Europe, and now they share a currency. And then I saw a different thing where Elon Musk was talking about like our financial situation. I think you might have mentioned it before, but the fact that the debt we paid last year, I guess, to the Federal Reserve on, you know, the amount of debt America has, the interest is greater than the entire defense budget.
Yeah, it's
and so we're already there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean that's like if you want to get like crazy Alex Jones conspiracy theorists, like these people in play all over the world call them sleeper agents, but like they have this globalist agenda of like you destroy like the area that you or the country that you're in to make way for this globalization. So if you start tearing down America, if you crash the dollar, if the America is at civil war and all this hate about politics, even though it's all part of the same thing, if you tear them down far enough, then you implement this like unification of this world, people will be way more compliant to it.
Yeah, this one world organization becomes the silver lining because we're already in the pit, you know? Scary. And not only is this familiar with biblical implications, but your nurse at the ER was totally talking about all this with us.
Really? Yeah, she was.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Jennifer.
That's great. But like we could talk about the what is it? It's called the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations. And this is a U.S. built thing. You've heard about it?
No.
Okay. This is nuts because it's literally international conflict, foreign policy, all these things. And who gets picked for this is completely random.
Oh, no.
It seems like. But it's insane. We have Barack Obama in there. We have Congress people. We have all these people. But then we have celebrities like Angelina Jolie.
What?
George Clooney. And then we have people who are the chairman of NBC News is in this.
Yeah. Okay.
And so then he breaks down.
Anderson Cooper is also in it.
But I love him.
So many names that you hear all the time. And it's like, okay, so you have these people who are supposed to be unbiased, who are very biased.
Yes.
People who've worked in the White House, people who've worked in news, like news organizations, like you can't be unbiased. You have all these people coming together and making decisions, but who's monitoring that? Like who's like, what's happening?
What are your
like,
qualifications also?
Yeah. It's just so strange because they use the celebrities for persuasion and all that stuff. And man, it's just, it makes no sense.
They're just like, we got to get Angelina Jolie in here. She's got a sick back tattoo.
Yeah. And George Clooney, what a silver fox. Who isn't going to listen to him?
It's crazy though, man. Yeah. But it's like, it just like, as believers, it's like, we kind of know something like this is going to eventually happen. And like, it talked about like the end times, like the persecution of Christians and like the believers in Christ, like they will be persecuted, mm-hmm. especially if they don't comply to this new globalist agenda that is, I mean, really the like the beast. Like the beast is going to usher in this whole thing. You know?
And I watched it right before bed. It was a bad idea because it was literally just like my mind was racing and I was like just filled with just kind of like, I don't know. I don't know what I was feeling. But I was just kind of like, why do we even care? Because we have no control over it. We can't change anything.
Yeah.
But it's like the fact that we can have this platform, we could talk about it. That's the whole Bible, dude. It's like the truth will set us free. The truth will come out. What's done in the dark will come to the light. And it's like all we're doing is just bringing attention to it. And if we can help people, then let's do it. But
And like think about how like reaffirming that is for our faith. Like there's all these things that we feel crazy for being like, mark of the beast, you know, can't buy and trade, like all these weird biblical things that feel so far-fetched. And now that we're seeing them come to fruition, it's like, oh, there is something to that book for sure.
But like being hyper aware of like, cause that's what like people just get blinded, you know?
Yeah.
And also people seek comfortability like over their own like belief system, you know, like they, people just want to be comfortable. But like when it comes down to it, you will have to sacrifice your comfortability and safety to be sounded morally, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You go first.
I was going to say you can't like you have to guard your autonomy because how do you worship without autonomy? Like, you know, the free will conversation, like we have the ability to choose to worship Jesus. And so if we do fall into this like mind controlled narrative, whether through social media or some greater weird CIA, thing, it's like, that's what we're losing, our ability to give the creator of the universe what he's owed.
That made me think of, what was it last week that you said that CIA, the frequencies from like screens and stuff.
Yeah. Last couple episodes. I can't remember.
But like, I mean, you're thinking of like how powerful frequencies are. And I'm thinking about that every time I'm on my phone and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, is this like affecting me somehow? Yeah. You know?
I'm getting paranoid points.
Dude, it does what?
I get paranoid points.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to check these phones, dude. I don't know how willing I am to be a part of the end of the world. I don't want to, but you know, these heroes of the Bible weren't really willing to be in their positions either, yet they were obedient, you know? And so I guess what we as the church can, I guess, embrace is like, if this is the generation that will experience the demise, like we have a job to do. Like we have to be the light of the world and just beam through all this crazy darkness.
You know, it's crazy too. Speaking of that, how in scripture it talks about in the last days, Christ says that he will pour his spirit upon the nations.
Yeah.
I just saw an article that Iran, 53,000 out of 70,000 mosques have shut down because the Christian movement in Iran is exploding.
Really?
So now there's like more Christians in Iran than Muslims.
They were saying that they've all had the same revelation of Christ, like they've seen a vision or something, which
that's
is
the same
so
thing
crazy.
That happened in the Gaza Strip last year.
Yeah.
Last fall. Dude, that's scary, man. That's I mean, like, it's scary good. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
But you think about these people that are, like, living, like, the church in, underground church in China, in Iran, and these different places, North Korea, like, they have so much joy because of they know where they're going to go, but they have like this supernatural joy, which is the Holy Spirit of just like proclaiming his gospel, but yet they're living in the scariest places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like, that's what, I mean, we need to like,
but we look
focusing
we need to
on.
Start get kooky. We need to get kooky in America.
And that's, you look, but yeah, that's all throughout the Bible. Like you said, there's so many people in the Bible that didn't want to be in the situation they were in.
Yeah.
I mean, especially Moses or anybody like that, but it's just like, that's the only thing I cling on to. Is because there's so many things like, man, why did we bring kids into this crazy world when their future is going to be so much more worse? But we have the chance to raise up little Esthers or Ruths and all those people and have them firm in that foundation.
Are you going to try and make me cry again?
It makes me emotional. It's like, it's just, it's scary, but that's like, I've just like prayed, like, God, just give me faith.
Yeah.
To trust you in this because cannot control it at all.
I know. Josh and I have been praying too. Like, this is kind of a strange prayer because it's like our gift is free will. Like, we have free will from God. But we say, just incline their hearts and their minds to you, Lord. Like, you give us free will, but let them just be predisposed and just soften them so that they can be responsive to a relationship with you.
Make the choice clear.
God, allow my children to choose you.
Force them, please.
Just let them be soft. You know, you see this scripture in Romans where it talks about how they hardened Pharaoh's heart, and it's like, whoa, what does that even mean?
They're both true. That same scripture says he hardened his heart.
Yeah.
So it's, complicated thing. But I love that you said, like, to be a light, because it's not our mandate as believers to, like, go after this new one world government. Like, we're not going to rally in the streets. We're not dethroning anybody. Like, our mandate is to be love, to be light, to be hope in the midst of chaos. That's what preaches.
But we're at peace. In the same breath, we call out evil when we see it, and we do it with firmness. We do it with faithfulness. We do it with kindness, but, like, we don't back down. Like, we should not be afraid of, like, just like, hey, this Bilderberg stuff is wacko.
It's weird.
And it's like, I know people like, what? Like, doesn't affect me. It's like, it does. And it's just evil, and it affects everyone. And, like, that's the thing. Like, if we can just accept it, know the truth of what they're doing, we can live our lives better with our community.
Yeah.
Because we know that is out of our control, but we can talk about it, but we can also share light with other people.
Yeah. You know, God says, you know, use your wisdom, you know, and I feel like just acknowledging what's happening, it allows us to just understand what truth is, and then we can act accordingly, you know. Because if we didn't know that actually democracy is crazy, then we're being deceived. You know, like a lot of Christians right now are like, Trump is going to save our nation. Dude, our nation's toast.
Yeah.
We're toast.
Everyone's toast. Dude. So, you know, figure out the truth now and cling to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. A politician may be able to slow something down, but it's inevitable of like, we are like.
Yeah. It's crazy that we are forced to like, these are your choices. This is your money. This is the life you live. You live, you have a job. This, like, we're forced into, this is the life we're living. That's scary.
Yeah, scary.
Andrew almost died.
I was pulling the mic to my mouth and the stand just, I don't understand how it dropped an inch.
Andrew, it was a spiritual attack.
Mm.
Be careful.
It's just becoming more and more real and palatable.
Yeah.
The division of good and evil. You know what's crazy? We sang that Bo Burnham song.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear that lyric in that song where he says, like, humankind has been here 20,000 years, seven years to go, or seven years left.
He wrote that in 2020. Guess what?
The Pope, 2027.
That got released. I literally thought that in the shower last night when I was listening to the song.
Yeah.
That's really crazy. I'm like, Bo, what did you mean? Because I always listen to that lyric. I'm like, what does he mean by that?
What has he been learning?
Because he's like made jokes about, like, you know, harming himself. And like, that's always been a joke. But so like, that's what I kind of thought he meant. But I'm like, who knows what that lyric means?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I thought that was weird.
Super interesting.
He's a smart guy, and he seems kind of like he is like inquisitive about, you know, what's happening in the world. So maybe he did Google it.
Possibly.
I want to jump back into frequencies real quick, because I saw this one thing that was crazy. This guy, his name is John Stewart Reed. And
The Daily Show? Mm-hmm. John Stewart?
Yeah, he does what is called music medicine.
Uh-oh.
No, it's actually pretty cool.
Oh.
But it was in the 80s, the 70s or 80s, him and his father was a scientist, they were allowed access to the King's Chamber in the Pyramid of Giza.
Wow.
And you know the, what's it called? The big box that's in there.
Sarcophagus.
Ooh, 10 points.
What they did was they put the, that frequency reader that, what's it called? Where like you
do EMP, EMFP.
Where you play a certain frequency and it makes a pattern.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
EP.
No.
I don't know the device, but I know what you could do it with anything, like at just a certain tone.
Like you put like sand on it, it's like.
Yeah.
Which is so
cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're reading the frequencies from the King's Chamber and they put it in the sarcophagus. And what it did was it formed different hieroglyphics.
Weird.
And they're like.
No, ones that they've known before, like they like that recognizable hieroglyphics.
Yeah, from Egypt. Of like, there's like a
dude. No,
dead serious.
Is that how they got the hieroglyphics in the first place? Their language?
I don't know.
It's frequency.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, and so, but he said something very strange happened. So years prior to that, he got in like a car accident, broke his back, and had to have surgery. And so he lived with like chronic back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And he said after they did this experiment with the frequencies in the King's Chamber, his back never hurt again.
Oh, my gosh.
And so he started studying it from the 80s.
Yeah.
And basically what he does, it's called music medicine. And they take people with like diseases and chronic pain, and they play certain frequencies. And he says you can physically see, or like when looking at their blood count and stuff, their red blood cells like are pumping oxygen into it.
There's oxygenated. More oxygen.
Oxygenated. Oxygenated?
No.
You would say the word.
Oxygenated.
Oxygen to the second power.
Huh?
Oxygen.
Oxygenated. Anyways.
You're fine.
Their blood gets pumped full of more oxygen just from these frequencies.
Wow.
And it allows the healing process to happen quicker.
Dude.
Just by using frequencies.
Interesting. Because we talked about that with the church bells and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like how they remove those.
And like you look at all those stained glass windows, they're saying that those are the certain type of frequencies that were in those churches.
All those patterns and everything.
Yeah.
Dude, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
That's crazy because, I mean, you think about it, like if they had, if they were doing like just, I mean, they were surrounded by sand. And so we do that little demonstration with the frequencies and stuff. It makes you wonder like, your homework is to watch the Crop Circles Y-Files episode. Okay. First of all,
I thought you were going to talk about it.
We'll talk about it sometime. But you need to watch it first because you're the person that doesn't believe in it. But just the idea that like if aliens were to like, or whatever, you know, came back that time, showing them frequencies, showing them knowledge. And if that their hieroglyphics came through frequencies, like their actual language, that'd be so fascinating. Like
the main one that happened was this certain staff hieroglyphic that is the staff of Orion,
okay,
which is their sun god.
Yep.
You know? And it's just like, it's just wild to me,
dude.
I just
had a terrifying thought. So if they can take sound and it becomes hieroglyphics, implement AI to study that transaction, and then what if you like reverse the program and look at all the crop circles, and then it comes back as like sound, and you can literally decipher a language of crop circles, like things that are being said with all the markings.
Well, they talk about that a little in the Y-Files with crop circles,
and
like it being like code. And stuff like that.
Yeah, because there's this one instance where they literally made their own human code. And I think we talked about this before, but it basically gave like a history of like what the chemicals are on this earth, like the main chemicals, how many planets we have in our universe, all of these things. Like if you need to know about us, here's our code.
And they beamed it up to space.
And then years later, right next to the satellite that sent out that message is a crop circle that matches the same diameter and everything of our original one. Overnight it happened, and it has everything,
their code,
but it matches our pattern and everything like that. And so it's just like, what does that mean?
Very good.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an elephant paint a picture?
Yeah. Because you know how they do that? You know how they do that?
How?
Because they're trained to do that. And it's horrible abuse that they have to that elephant. Okay.
So anyway, I was going to say a farmer on his tractor.
No, that's
it's just as motivating.
No, you need to watch it, Larry.
I'm telling you.
Because one thing, here's just one example.
Yeah, go.
It's typically in wheat fields, right?
Okay.
Or grain fields. Yeah, wheat fields.
Yeah.
But if man does it, the stalk snaps, but these crop circles, they're bent and they have not snapped.
Not even that. There's ones that were basket weaved in wheat fields to create the design.
Like overnight.
You cannot do that. Like, it's physically impossible. There's videos, like, of a one dude who literally got it on camera back in the 80s or 90s, and literally just a flash of light, and then boom.
Shut up. No way.
There's a crop circle right there.
What does that mean?
That's the thing. It's like, it's sending messages. One of the messages that were in the video was that, like, hey, like, you know, look to the sky for your answers.
Yeah.
Like it seemed almost heavenly, but then it, you know, there's other things that just doesn't make sense. But people like literally mock it up to this guys that were like doing fake ones in the crop circles in England, and they could not replicate anything that they were doing.
Wow.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's just, it's things like that, that keep me up at night. Like, what are we doing?
We gotta get AJ on here from the Y-Files.
Dude, him and Hecklefish?
Yeah.
Hecklefish right on the couch would be great.
Hey, everyone watching this, go comment on the Y-Files and say, please go Ninjas or Butterflies because they love you.
On that Bilderberg, chapter one, episode one.
Yeah. Part one, please just blow up that. But let them share love. Also, go subscribe to them because they're great. It's awesome. And I don't know how he feels about it because we talk about them all the time.
Yeah,
I don't know how he feels about us because R is not as organized and beautiful as his, the way he presents everything. And it's just, I would love to see just the behind the scenes of their whole operation.
I will feel like such a small man as an editor if it's just him.
Oh, there's no way. Do all that research, all that editing.
Do they have a team, like a research team?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
It would, that would be impossible, I would feel.
Speaking of UFOs, though.
Yeah.
There's this guy on TikTok I saw. It just, his handle was Jarrett. But he was in Peru, and he was shown by a local. They, like, hiked, did this, like, crazy hike. And she claimed, this local, that it was a petrified UFO. What? And she told the whole story of, like, which Tim Alberino talked a lot about Peru and, like, the star people coming down.
Yeah.
And she was explaining this was the craft that the star people came to and fro from. And then it eventually got decommissioned and they left it and ended up being petrified. And it was like, the guy's like, what?
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on in Peru.
Yeah.
Machu Picchu, all that stuff. Like, it's strange. Machu Picchu.
Hey, are we going to try to make a trip before they close it? They're closing Machu Picchu in 3 years to the public.
I would love to go.
That would be really cool.
We do need a Ninjas Abroad episode.
I feel like we have to make it an annual thing.
We should. We should literally just pick a place. Maybe we have the viewers vote.
Yeah.
And then we go. Yeah. I think it's totally doable. I'm down for that.
Let's do it. But we got to go to like some weird places.
Yeah.
Can we bring the girls? I feel like that's dangerous.
Just depends on where we go.
Can you guys see this?
El Salvador, maybe?
Do you see the dark shadow in the middle of the screen?
It stopped.
My mom just sent this to me. There's a bear in the tree in my garden right now. I was guarding, heard the neighbor's dogs bark, and then going after it. It took off into the tree about 15 feet from where I was gardening. It was grunting and scared, breathing heavy. I ran in when I heard something big moving and got in my screen room. So my parents' backyard is the size of this office. And so, I mean, a little bigger, but
dang,
there was a bear right over my mom's head.
Be careful.
Speaking of bears, can I tell you about RFK?
Yes.
You have not heard this story.
Bro, no. We can get to Lima for $400, just so you know.
What's Lima?
Peru. The capital of Peru.
Leave me alone!
That's literally what I was about to say. Lima. It's pronounced Lima. Lima bean.
It's a bean.
So, have you heard about the RFK Jr. story?
No, what's up?
Oh, this is great. Either. So far, I feel like RFK has been painted in a pretty good light so far in the election year. But this is his first like big negative story this year, and it's insane. Okay, so a long time ago, RFK is driving around in New York City. In front of him, a woman hits a tiny little bear, a black bear. He gets out. It's dead, right? So he picks it up and he puts it in his car. He's going to try to take care of it. He's going to like try to go bury it or something. He puts it in his trunk. Then he's like, ugh, I got to go meet my guys down at the bar to go have a couple of drinks and stuff. So he goes to this bar, has a couple drinks. Literally, the black bear is still in his trunk.
Alive?
Dead. It's dead at this point. And this article came out. Okay, I'm going to keep going. So RFK realizes, oh, wow, we have to get rid of this thing. And he tells all of his friends the story. So they get up a plan. He also had like a bike that he was throwing away also in his car in the trunk. So they drive. Their idea is to drive to Central Park.
Oh, man.
Take the bike and the bear and lay it down by a path, lay the bike on top of the bear like it was some type of accident, and then he leaves. The thing is, this was a story in New York City. Like, this was on the news. People were interviewed. Like, what happened? This black bear, why was it in Central Park? Why was a bike near it? It was very, very strange from the very get-go. But it's just now, 10 years later, this is RFK when he was 60. He's 70. This was when he was 60 years old, messing with a black bear. And then the thing is, he knew that the story was going to come out in New York Times, that it was RFK because someone had talked. And so RFK, to get ahead of the story, calls in Roseanne Barr.
Oh, man.
And just sits her down and tells this hilarious story. I got messed up and had a black bear. And like, it's just like, and it, like,
that was pretty
good. All of these things happening. And it's like, what are you doing? Apparently there was like stab wounds on this bear too. The whole thing is fishy, dude.
That's weird.
It's super strange. And it's like, what are you doing?
Also, I mean, that's like a fever dream story.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm trying to understand how in New York City, I didn't realize black bears were a problem in the city.
I don't think they are.
Black bears in the city.
But that's the story because Paige told me about it. And I was like, was he in upstate? Like, where did he hit this? She was like, I think it was in the city. And then I'm immediately like,
What?
Yeah, people are like, when he was younger, he did it when he was younger. And I'm like, he was 60! You should know better.
Is
like,
he 70 right now?
Yeah.
What's up with all these old dudes?
Got the much old dudes. But yeah.
That's weird.
It's super crazy. I'm like, I don't even know what to take from it because it's just super random. I don't get it at all. But hey, you do you, Robert. Hey,
you do you,
the CIA took everything from me. You can mess with the BlackBerry, I guess, if you want.
Yeah.
300 years ago, you were dead at 70.
Huh?
300 years ago, everybody was dead at 70.
I think like 100 years ago.
Yeah, less than that.
But now that's like a prerequisite to being in office.
That's one of my favorite comments. Whenever there's like this real, like a video of like an extremely old, like just person that's not able to move or something like that. It's like, get this guy in the Senate right now. We need to elect this guy stat.
This is the last thing I have to say. There is a giant man-made structure that has been destroyed, but I've never known about it, and it's like one of the world's largest structures.
Is it a big human guy?
Mm-mm. No? It's called the Wall of Benin, and it was in Nigeria, and it was the capital city, but they made interconnecting walls that stretched over 10,000 miles. It was 10,000 miles worth of walls that were like interconnected, and it was all man-made, and it was like the world's largest structure.
When was it built?
I'm not entirely sure.
The Wall of Benin?
Wall of Benin, B-E-N-I-N. But the British destroyed it in 1897.
Wow.
When they were colonizing it.
Lame.
But that's enough wall to circle the United States 3 times.
What? It says 4 times longer than the Great Wall of China.
How have I never heard of that?
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, we got to dig into
that. Even the people of Nigeria, like now, they don't even know about it. So like people are trying to like discover more about it to teach them of their ancient culture and stuff.
Stupid. They started in 800 AD.
Okay, yeah.
Continued until 1460 AD.
Yeah, they said it took 150 million man hours to build.
Bro.
150 million man hours. 10,000
miles. Very little remains today. How is that possible?
Because the British destroyed it.
All of it.
Imperialism.
Yeah. Dude, weird.
That just seems like more effort to destroy 10,000 miles worth of wall.
For real, though.
And just like, just leave it.
Yeah, it's the Guinness, walk around it.
It's the Guinness Book of World Records, world's largest man-made structure by length.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Is that not insane?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Never heard of it before.
No, there's that one. It was like a huge man sculpture that like crossed over a river.
Oh, yeah. It was in, wasn't it Alexandria?
Yeah. So that one, dude, the scale of it was crazy. I don't know how
it was
they,
like over a port or something, like a Roman port.
Yeah. And it was this huge, massive sculpture of a man. I'm like, how did they do that? It's absolutely huge.
Frequencies, baby.
Dude, there's something to it.
Crop circles, man.
God, I'm telling you, that's a crop circle.
Oh, yep. But I have a couple more things that I want to talk about, but I'm going to communicate them on Patreon.
I also have a really gross video I want to show you guys.
Cool.
Oh, boy.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
So make sure to go to Ninjas or Butterflies. No, sorry. Patreon.com/Ninjas or Butterflies. And if you like this video, like it, subscribe to our YouTube, follow us on Spotify, give us 5 stars on everything. You know the drill.
Yep. And if you want any custom shirts, hats, stickers, anything, any apparel whatsoever, come to our job, SundayCool.com. where we print the greatest and softest shirts in the world.
We do.
And if you're already subscribed, thank you, because it's what allows us to do what we do.
And patrons, we also thank you guys.
Yeah,
we do.
We love you so much.
Also, if you want some ninja merch, go to SundayCoolSwag.com, baby.
Baby.
Where we got some new hats, we got some new shirts.
And showing all of our Sunday Cool innovation.
Oh!
And don't forget, Wi-Fi's blow that last episode.
Please, we should give one task every week, and that is your task this week. Please.
Yes.
We'll join in it.
Along with the previous 10 that we just gave you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all we ask. We only ask like 10 million things, guys. It's not a big deal. Just do it. It's not hard.
I can count on these fingers how many things you have to do.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
Come on. Start bullying them.
All right, guys. We'll see you on Patreon. We'll see you on Patreon. We love you. Bye.
We love you.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
chosen. I said, empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ninjas attack!
I don't know.
I'm scared.
know?
I don't know?
I don't... What?
Don't ask me! I don't know!
What?
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Who am I?
There it is.
Who am I to know?
Dope.